to get the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero.
He's got it. That's the buzzer.
Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Four against Bradley for three. John Wall. What a shot.
Yeah, no. Barcelona's always the best. I couldn't help rushing up.
Oh my gosh. It's an unbelievable breaking.
Roger has won the Grand Slam again. The one and only.
He pitched in the three. He got it.
Take down the turrets. They did it. RNG roll, you'll never give up.
Amazing. Equalized. He did it.
He goes again. Totti, the king of Rome.
9.
8.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3. 2.
1.
Go!
Good evening, my dear audience. Now you are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm today's host, Letty.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Do you know anything new during this week? Can you share with us?
Of course. I have kept an eye on the circuit matches. The latest report says that England narrowly avoided the indignity of going victorious on the final day of their last Ashes warm-up game against a circuit Australia 11 on Townsville.
Wow, that's really fierce.
When it comes to tennis, I've heard that British number one Andy Murray has split with coach Yvonne Landy for a second time by mutual agreement.
Yeah, I've also read it on the internet.
Do you know anything about the rugby matches?
Yeah, of course. Fiji will play Australia in the semi-finals of the Rugby League World Cup after winning a tense and scrappy match against New Zealand in Wellington.
What a good news! Fiji dominated the opening half but only had 2 points from Abisai Kloiso's penalty at the break. It was a shock result, but a deserved one in what was only the second trialless match in World Cup history.
That's right. Now we turn to the NBA. On November 17th, the NBA staged a focus game by the Eastern team Celtics against the Western team Warriors. This is the top of the East and West of the war. It's also a competition between two star point guards, Stephen Curry and Kyrie Owen. However, both of the star point guards performed not very well, and neither team's attack was going well, so the two sides had been very close to the score. In the end, with Owen's key free throw at the moment, the Celtics took a 92-88 victory. Steve, did you watch this game?
Of course, it's really a wonderful match. Now it's time for CBA. On November the 12th, the CBA staged the Beijing Derby game. This is the first time that the Beijing Beikon, also known as the Beijing Fly Dragon, star player Mabry has faced his old club. And this summer, the transfer of Mabry is boiling over. Mr. Mabry said he wanted to beat the Beijing Ducks. The Beijing Fly Dragon defeated the Beijing Ducks 113-105 under Mabry. Mabry and his former teammates shook hands after the game.
That's the beauty of basketball. Friendship is always more important than victory. At last, it's time for football. 10:15 Beijing time on November 16th, Peru is competing with visiting New Zealand for the final spot of the World Cup in Russia. In the first half of the game, Givalisi's 4th man to take the lead in Peru. In the second half, Christian Ramos used the corner to expand the score for Peru. In the end, Peru's 2-0 victory over New Zealand in the second leg of the World Cup Finals in Russia has returned to the World Cup Finals in 35 years.
Congratulations to Peru. It deserved to be excited for a country that really reached the World Cup. At this point, all 32 Russia's World Cup team, both established teams, also has the first time to participate in the team. I hold a firm belief that the 2022 World Cup will be very competitive. Let's look forward to next year's World Cup together.
Yes, I really want to go live and feel the atmosphere. Of course, I also hope that China can qualify for the World Cup. Or maybe China can host the World Cup. so that more Chinese fans will pay attention to the World Cup.
Well, that's all for this week's World Sports News. See you next week at the same time. I'm Steve.
I'm Lati. Bye. Coming next is Highlight Game.
Welcome to today's Highlight Game. I'm Matt.
I'm Carmel. Let's review a dramatic game. On November 17, the first war of the East and West, with the Golden State Warriors visiting Boston to challenge the Boston Celtics. Curry and Owen are on the move, and Durant has decided to steal the show. Game started. Durant cut area, got a message. Green secretly passed the ball with their heads, and the former duck done freehand brushwork in traditional Chinese painting. The dimension is also fighting spirit gradually sick. In the face of Spring Brothers provision, with the delicate curl break bypass, season one fully up successful. This road versus Owen in the small garage.
Oh, look, teammates insulted. Dream was in great anger. In the backcourt, we fought battle. Director, down Jane Bryan. On the ball forward, half after sudden acceleration, with half a dominating layup label, down by Dream, humiliation, youthful Jane Brown launched a revenge. Half a high ball, sudden acceleration of Dream, prevention from the ball to complete the wonderful half of chopping claps. This lag, Dream miserable, can the background play.
But Brown's performance is not over yet. I saw he could hide Ken as defensive steals courage. Inside to acceleration of the defensive, completed a high the ball appeared to bunker. In the face of the Green Army young Argent performers, Garage and Durant decided a tooth for tooth. Durant counterattack in the ball pool. The later fake pass, Durant hurriedly arrived. Inside to take off to complete both heads slam dunk. The ball to fanatical Green Army offense poured a bowl of cold water.
Look, the Green Army was in trouble, and Owen couldn't stand by to ignore Nick Young's 3 points. Young worked for many years how to be subjected to this great insult. Green passed the ball back then, and at the end of the quarter, the 3 points hit the ball. The Warriors had a lead of 28-8.
Began in the second quarter, Iguodala's personal dark show. The bottom line to Livingstone passing with smart defense. Springing up, completed his head clasp before it is fouled. Of course, Beckson or Ice or Thompson. Iguodala finished cut the ball to smart isolation clasp. A brother continued to fly the butcher's knife, shot in the Green Arm's head. Livingstone pass inside you. Finished magic dunk in A.L. Howard had a hat trick.
When the team were to be beaten, Jay Brown stood out and stopped the bleeding for the Green Army. At halftime, 47-42, the Green Army got a bad break into the second half of the day. Drain first, ignored the defensive front, big long arm moving to three, then the face of the Howard defense. Drain luxuriant operations in a row, crossovers, and began to change to stun opponent. Then freehand brushwork fadeaway jump, just as the game was about to lose its suspense. The point came to sharp turn, as the Green Army suddenly burst into the freezing, and the Boston Garden Irony went into freezing, with a 19-0 offensive.
Entering the fourth quarter and not to be outdone in the cherry, Durant pass, decisive 3-point shot hit. Owen on the line of life and death. Owen's big heart and wisdom saved the Celtics. The last moment, Thompson two consecutive 3-point shots in the treasury, throwing it all out. After shuddering, the Celtics won the victory in the Battle of the Magnificent. Final score and 92-88.
Whoever wins will give us great game. Thanks to the two great teams. Bye, next great.
Huh? Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Alex.
I'm Anna, and nice to meet you. Today we're going to focus on the Premier League. Manchester United met some trouble in October, and they had already 8 points behind leaders Manchester City. Recently, they seem to be back. After 3 defeats in 4 league games, Mourinho's side turned on the style to keep close to the City.
After these matches, Paul Pogba was labeled different class by Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho after returning from injury with goals and assists. The France midfielder had missed the past 12 league and cup games with a hamstring injury. It was a great performance from him, said Mourinho. United have failed to win 3 of their previous 7 league games without Pogba, as he recovered from injury. However, the 24-year-old produced a man-of-the-match performance as United set a club record of 38 games unbeaten at Old Trafford to beat Newcastle and stay in touch with leaders Manchester City.
Paul Pogba is different class. Paul and Nemanja Matic grew up together at the start of the season and are the engine of the team, added Mourinho. It was in Paul's hands how many minutes to play until he began to feel fatigued. It was a great performance from him.
On a positive day for United, striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic also marked his return to action as a substitute. Ibrahimovic, 36, was making his first appearance since suffering a cruciate knee ligament injury on April 20th. To see him back is a great emotion, added Mourinho. His was such a dramatic injury.
While his teammates commented, "You recover some players and you lose others. Some teams are luckier than others. We have had to go through difficult matches without important players. Let us see if we can go through the Christmas period with all the players available at our disposal."
However, Phil Jones has been absent recently. He was given 6 injections by England medical staff, but still substituted with injury during England's draw with Germany. In 70 years as a manager, I don't have one single player that had injections of anesthetic to play a friendly, said Mourinho.
It is understood all 6 injections Jones had are part of one procedure. Mourinho allowed the 25-year-old defender to go on international duty despite him carrying an injury, and he is unhappy with how England handled the situation. "I am not an angel, and I had players injected to play official matches, crucial matches, and but friendly. To get 6 local anesthetic injections to play a friendly, I've never heard of that." Phil Jones had it, and had it before the match, and after 15 minutes he was out, and tomorrow he is out.
Yes, it seems like Phil won't be back in the next league match against Watford, but with Zlatan and Pogba returning to the team squad, I believe the United will have another victory next round, and will keep chasing the City. What do you think, Ada?
I totally agree. As for Watford, they had a really good start and gave everybody a shock. But they lost 3 consecutive league matches this month and fell to rank number 9 in the league. They had to adjust themselves as soon as possible, or they are likely to face another defeat.
By the way, Manchester United has announced that the total revenues for the 3 months to October grew by 17.3% to £141 million. Broadcasting and matchday revenues leapt more than 30%, while commercial and sponsor income also grew. Manchester United is second in the Premier League and poised to qualify for the Champions League knockout phase. It is also in the last 8 of the Carabao League Cup.
So, with more victories, they are sure to earn more. And let's just look forward to the match held at 4 a.m. on November the 29th. Wait and see.
Well, that's all for this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Alex.
I'm Ada. Coming next is Yo Man. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to Human and Cassio. Today we'll focus on Dota. Defiance of Ancients, it can be translated as the Guardian of Ancient Trees, Monuments, and Ancient Monuments. And it's a series of real-time games from Blizzard's instant strategical game, World of Warcraft 3, and it's a self-definition map, which supports 10 people at the same time. The RPG map of the World of Warcraft, officially recognized by the Blizzard Corporation. The early world view of Dota was based on World of Warcraft 3, the Frozen Throne, so it has a central connection to the background of World of Warcraft today, but it's a slightly different version of it. The entire map is named Firewood Forest, which is a game map of the online game World of Warcraft. A forest in Glinder, composed of forest and grassland, prosperity turbulent land once governed by Corridor and once in Dengard under the protection of Chenarius. The burning legions who've trampled the land and unspoiled trees and creatures were internally cursed by the daimon's atrocities. Similar to the Warcraft 3, heroes have three common skills and an ultimate skill, which can be learned at a level of average skill level and can be upgraded once every two levels. An ultimate skill had to start at level 6 to learn. Skill level capped for 4, meaning including direct damage, damage over time, game, debuffs, restrict, and passive classification. A hero skill collocation combined with their own various aspects, attribute determines the hero team orientation. In addition to the skills, the hero can also select additional base attributes, which are represented by the yellow plus in the role status bar. The hero does not play a role in the Dota, but the three attributes of the hero are equally important. Whether it is strength, agility, or intelligence, there is a very important role to play. There is no such thing as an overly power problem, and it will not reach a metamorphosis venue. Every attribute can have a potential impact on the victory or defeat. This is real in many similar games. The relative weakness of the hero decides that when you lead a teammate, you can have a lot of heroes that can have a lot of changes. And different heroes can choose a different kind of probe route. And Dota's cooperation and strategy is summarized in the field. For all competitive games, balance plays an important part in its playability. Players are not new to the group PK, but believe that after the Dota, they will be dazzled by the order's whimsy. At the time of the war in Dota and the different enemy in Dota, the difference between our hero configuration and the different enemy, different time and place whether to choose war or not, is what each player needs to judge. If a member of the team is unfortunately caught by his opponent, it is necessary for the player to decide whether to go back to save or not his car. He will not carefully scrutinize the opportunity to make war with the wrong time to fight, but he will sacrifice the team, then he will lose the team, which will result in the enemy's expansion of the advantage and then pushed away, which will influence the following trade. As a member of the team, everyone's actions are not only responsible for themselves, but also responsible for the whole team. Victory is not a man's victory. It is tacit cooperation of his teammates. From the selection of the squad, the tactical arrangement, the sneak attack and the flight, the choice of the decisive battle side, the attack and the defensive strategy arrangement, the team members cannot keep up with the team train of thought. It's a mistake. The full plate is defeated. Both sides have to consider macro tactical arrangement, and they have to make arrangements for a local war based on change of circumstances. That's all for today. This is the great M. Cassio. See you next time. Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to Daisy the Great. I'm Colin. Oz Sullivan, born in 1975, is one of the greatest snooker players all over the world. Fans used to call him Ronnie. Later he is called the Rocket since his lightning stroke and superb skills impress us a lot. Also, it's his charming personality that attracts us. Although his style is more offensive, he is quite good at defense. He does well in dealing with complicated situations, which makes his match much more beautiful. He is a master standard player who achieved tremendous glory. Looking back upon his legendary career, we would surprisingly notice that he is so talented that he gained 170 points at the age of 10 and created a maximum break 5 years later. When he was 19, he won the first world ranking champion, which seemed to be fine. However, his career fell into a trough at the beginning due to his family tragedy. Father's murder, mother's evading taxes, and his sister's drug taking. Ronnie lost the significance of his life and was addicted to alcohol and marijuana, trying to forget. After 5 years low ebb, he stood up on his own again, restarting his real career, winning a great many champions, including 5 World Snooker Championships, which represented the highest level of snooker. Then he set off to become a legend. From then on, O'Sullivan was totally unstoppable. I'd say that it is his determination that helped him get rid of the negative emotions and cheer up once again. He was the youngest player to achieve a champion in a world-class ranking competition and defeated the Emperor Hungry in the final to show his great gifts. He made so many records associated with the world's youngest. He achieved his first major professional success when he won the 1993 UK Championship at the age of 17 years, making him the youngest player ever to win a ranking title, a record he still holds. He is also the youngest player to have won the Masters. Having captured his first title in 1995 at the age of 19 years and 69 days, the most amazing record made by O'Sullivan was his cleaning the table in 5 minutes 20 seconds, shocking the world. He kept the record of the most maximum breaks, 13. And his 5 fastest maximum breaks were the 5 fastest all over the world. Some players are more excited than winning a champion after defeating him. His record in Triple Crown events now stands at the 5 World Championships, a record 7 Masters and 5 UK Championship titles. His career, a total of 29 ranking titles, putting him in a drawing second place with John Higgins behind Stephen Pendry, and his estimated career earnings of £8.5 million, putting him in the second place on Snooker's of all-time prize money list. O'Sullivan has held the world number one ranking on multiple occasions, most recently during the 2009-2010 season. His other achievements, including 10 Premier League titles and winning the National Cups with England in 2000. Known as a prolific brick builder, O'Sullivan holds the record of the most competitive century bricks with 904. You know what? He is the most creative player I've ever seen. Here are some comments made by other top players. Stephen Hendry, the Emperor, says O'Sullivan is the most talented player he has ever seen. The snooker becomes an easy thing for O'Sullivan, says John Higgins. Marvin Williams sighs, they can only chase his paces. Steve Davis even sees him skills as magic. In my mind, if there is a class for snooker players, O'Sullivan will be on the top, even higher than Hendry, Higgins and Williams, who are also outstanding masters. He is like an accurate machine with a spirit. He is a player of the time. That's all for today's The Great. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Cast, producer, Ada, Xu Yang. Anchor,
Letty, Lei Ting.
Steve, Zhao Yue Yang.
Journalist,
Cassio, Ni Wen.
Colin, Han Wenxuan.
Alex, Zhang Hengqi.
William, Duan Yujing.
Carmel, Wang Yunmeng.
Matt 公告网球。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。